877-217-5757. We move now to Senator Fields and to Catherine O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer at Our Lady of the Lake and an Assistant Professor of Infectious Disease at LSU. Now, Senator Fields, you have been on the forefront of trying to postpone high school athletics in the fall, and you've met some opposition and others who are cheering you on, saying that this is certainly a good idea, that we can't fool around with our young people, and that maybe the stakes aren't as high as they are for college football. And we invited Eddie Bonine, the head of the LHSAA, on to be with you, and he opted not to be on the show with you. And I'm looking for his email. I'd like to read it when we find it. But he obviously believes, he says, I respectfully decline your invitation. I will not engage in politicizing high school sports with a Louisiana legislator. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts. I will gladly speak with you another time with a different platform. And we have invited Mr. Bonine on at another time. So hopefully we will accomplish that goal. But he obviously wanted no part of you, Senator Fields. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, first of all, thanks for having me, and it's good to be on the show with Dr. O'Neill, who is, in fact, the expert. This is not about politics. At the end of the day, you know, there was some thought that young people would not or could not be infected by COVID-19. We know that's not the case. Secondly, we know that high school sports, high school football is a very contact sport. There's no question about that. Secondly, we know that kids, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association is saying go for it. And we also know that there is absolutely no testing taking place. And I just think it's just bad policy. It's bad policy to be in a state where we are averaging about 1,000 people a day. You know, we have 137 cases overall, 4,384 deaths. And we know it affects young people. And, you know, you got MISC that I'm sure the doctor will talk about. You know, we got 4 kids who have died from it. You know, we got 51 cases in Louisiana. You know, not to mention the multi-system inflammatory syndrome, you know, where the, you know, colleges are saying, listen, it's not safe, we ought not do it. So if you're going to have football, at least test the kids. And I just think that's more than right. It's more than fair. And these kids, you know, actually go home to parents, grandparents, aunties, and family members.
All right. Well, let's get Dr. O'Neill in, and we will, of course, hear more from Senator Fields. 877-217-5757. This is the second time both of them have been on with us in the COVID age. And Dr. O'Neill, you have been on the front lines, and if there's anybody who's vulnerable, you are, because I know you've been exposed to people who have it. You've actually given tests, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for letting me be on today. I appreciate the offer.
Well, your own personal safety is something that I know you're concerned about, and everybody who's been watching you really admires your work, and you're doing a fine job. But what about high school athletics? Is that a different breed than college athletics, or does it really come down to safety no matter what the age of the participant is?
It absolutely comes down to safety in all parts of life, no matter what age we are. And when you talk about safety, you have to talk about being prepared. And when you look at high school athletics and middle school athletics and even our lower elementary grades and trying to get back to some sort of activity, you have to talk about whether or not those plans are safe and whether they can be instituted across the state. And I think that it's a very different ballgame when we talk about safe schools first and then safe athletics. So I agree with the senator. I don't think that right now our state and the plans that we have for bringing back our schools safely have been fleshed out enough that we can go to the next step, which is athletics. College is different for multiple reasons. Number one, we don't have as many schools. Number two, those people who participate in college on college campuses can separate much more effectively and can follow rules. When you look at elementary through high school, and then activities. The first thing you have to do is bring those children back to be educated to make sure that that plan is safe. And then once we show that we can do that, we can proceed with an activity and athletics plan. But I think we have to go in order, and we have to be prepared along every step. And I think the senator's right. Right now it's not time to talk about sports in high school. It's time to talk about being safe at school.
All right. Well, the prospective start date for football right now is October 8th for prep football in our state. Jason in Jones Creek asked a question related but not specifically about high school athletics, saying, is LSU taking part in any COVID-19 vaccine studies? Do you know of anything like that, Dr. O'Neill?
I do not know of any vaccine studies that are going on campus right now.
Okay, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. I'm getting far more emails today than calls, but whatever your choice, we're going to try to get to as many of you as possible. Senator Cleo Fields was out in front on this, and I know you knew that once you started talking about football in Louisiana, you were going to get some pushback, Senator.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, I often say to people, it's not about whether or not you like football or not. I mean, I'm a big advocate of football on all levels. In fact, my son played high school football. But it's about what's safe and what's appropriate at this day and at this time. And, you know, you take colleges, for example. They got so many levels of protection. You know, first of all, college students or adults, one. Two, you know, they got their conferences that make decisions with all the presidents. Three, they got the NCAA. And then four, you know, they have the individual presidents. So at the end of the day, I am not concerned at all about college football. Those things are going to work there. You know, these institutions, you take LSU, I mean, they have the infrastructure. They certainly have the wherewithal to do testing, and they are. But high school students, you know, I just don't think that we ought to just put them out there and say, let's go do it, and we hope for the best results.
Mitchell in New Orleans. Mitchell, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. You and Mr. Cleo Fields. Keep fighting, Mr. Fields, and doing what you're doing for the young kids. And because this summer, a couple of incidents where the kids was practicing in these schools, and they caught that COVID, but we never heard nothing about that.
All right. Thank you, Mitchell. Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim, and good morning to your guest. I see that the LHSA gentleman doesn't want to come on. He says that Senator Fields can't have his own facts. Well, what does he consider dead bodies? I think those are pretty factual. We don't have to look any further in the front page of this morning's paper.
All right. Yeah, there was a gentleman today, 40 years old, who died. And the coroner has said every person who's died in East Baton Rouge Parish had some sort of health condition, and that includes obesity, by the way. But my doctor, Dr. John Prestigiacomo, died last week, of COVID-19, and he was a great man and a good doctor, and I'm sorry to lose him as a friend and as my doctor at 65 years old. We're all going to know somebody, if we don't already, who's succumbed to COVID-19, and Senator, I know you know more than a few people.
Well, I certainly don't know more than Dr. O'Neill when it comes to medicine and infectious diseases. But, you know, this is not a political issue for me. This is a health and safety issue. Until we can do it right, we ought to concentrate on education in K-12 and not complicate it with sports when we don't have the proper protocol.
877-217-5757. Proper protocols. What does that entail? We'll talk more with Senator Cleo Fields and with Dr. Katie O'Neill when we return after this pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We're finishing the hour with Senator Cleo Fields and the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Katie O'Neill at Our Lady of the Lake. She's also Assistant Professor of Infectious Disease at LSU. 877-217-5757. And talk at talklouisiana.org. Question for Dr. O'Neill from Sherry Garisco, saying she is concerned about students from out of state who are not accustomed to the level of virus in our state. As we know, we have a high level and students enrolling on college campuses right now may not be aware of the risk they're facing. I'm sure most are, but what do you do in a state where we, once again, are leading the pack in an area we would rather not be leading the pack, Dr. O'Neill?
I think that right now in this country, and I expect that every person in the state of Louisiana should have a checklist every day of what do you do to get through the day safely. And those things, first and foremost, for every child, whether they're going to an elementary school, middle school, high school, and especially college, are to make sure you have your mask with you, to make sure you keep your distance, and then to make sure that you report any symptoms should they begin to occur as quickly as possible. I know that for students returning or coming to Louisiana for the first time for a college, that they've all gone through a set of educational tools that have been sent out to them beforehand, and then they check in when they come onto campus so that campus knows that they're there, and if they need care, they know how to get it. But, you know, as we see more and more people who have come through the hospital and hear their stories over and over, what I'm struck by is that at some point those three things broke down. At some point they weren't masked. At some point they couldn't keep their distance either because they chose to participate in a social event that was unsafe or because where they are and who they're with are still practicing unsafely. And then lastly, that they delayed their care and sought care in a delayed fashion. All of those things are very, very important. And as we go back to congregate settings, which are what schools are, we really have to pay attention to all three, especially for parents being very proactive. If children have any symptoms at all, things we would have blown off 6 months ago, they now have to say, I need to call our doctor. We need to stay home. We need to find out what the school wants us to do. We have to keep sick children away from school.
All right, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. There is still time to get in with Senator Fields and Dr. O'Neill. John West in New Roads writes, Senator, obesity is rampant in football. That's why it's more dangerous than soccer, baseball, basketball, tennis, et cetera. He's right. There are a lot of fat guys playing football, and we know that obesity is one of the underlying problems in fighting coronavirus. What do you think? Senator Fields? Let's see. We may have lost him temporarily, and if we have, we have. But we'll try to get him back. 877-217-5757. And Matt, I think we have somebody else who's been waiting for a little while, and I want to get in. Ellen in Sherwood. Ellen, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you. Yes, Ellen, please turn your radio down.
Oh. Hi. I just wanted to comment on Dr. O'Neill's prescription that, yes, obviously people need to wear masks, but what happens if you get the virus? We need to tell people that it doesn't have to be a death sentence. People need to have more vitamin therapy and eat healthier, and the hospitals need to use vitamin therapy to save.
All right. We'll get Dr. O'Neill, but we do have Senator Fields, and we lost him for a moment. But, Senator, if you'd like to comment on either the last two thoughts that were expressed, please do so. Vitamin therapy and obesity in football.
Well, both I'm going to leave to the expert, and that would be Dr. O'Neill. But I can listen, I was very encouraged, and I would like to give the Louisiana High School Athletic Association credit. When they first came to the Senate House Committee on Education, they basically said, they gave a graph to all of the members, and they said there'd be no football in stage one, two, or three. We won't play until there's phase four. And we never heard of a phase four, but I commended him for that. And then as soon as the governor moved phase two, kept it in for 21 more days, they changed the rules. And you just can't do that. But I'll leave that to Dr. O'Neill in terms of obesity.
All right. Well, Dr. O'Neill, what about we're in stage two now. Where do we need to be playing prep football, for example, on October 8th? Should we be at so-called stage four? What do you think?
I think that what we need to do first is show that we can come back to school without shutting the communities down because of illness. And I don't think that we can really even begin to talk about contact sports and activities outside of the classroom until we show that we can come back to class safely. Our education of our young people is the most important thing right now, and what should we should be focused on with their safety. And then when we show that we can do that right, we can talk about sports. And so I think that when I look at schools and the advice that we've given to schools, when I look at schools who have called us with their first positive cases, I see a couple of things that still need to be done. Number one, there are many schools who are not following all of CDC's guidelines still. They've not put them all into place. They're very rigorous, but they do take time, and those schools need to be concentrating on those things before they come back to school. And then they have to have a plan for what to do when you have a positive child in school, because that will happen. And that plan has to be swift and actionable to keep the rest of students safe. Until we can show that we can walk through those steps and do it well, and that we can keep the rates of spread in our communities down, we really can't talk about playing football yet on any sort of secondary education level. Now, I will tell you that New Orleans is doing a phenomenal job. Their percent positivity is 5.7% as of last week. I'm very jealous. Our percent positivity here in Region 2 is 13 to 14%. And so New Orleans is really leading the state. I think that we should take a call to action to try to make this a competitive thing and get our percent positivities down, because that, when we get to numbers like 5% positivity, then we can start talking about doing things safely and proceeding with opening up more at school. When we're above 10%, I think we really just need to talk about how to be safe in the classroom.
All right. Marie asked a question about how schools, college in particular, but also high schools, how do they do exams in this age safely? Any thoughts?
Yeah, Marie, that's a great question. You know, I have a third grader, a sixth grader, and a freshman. And besides my third grader, my other two children have been taking exams on computers for a long time through the East Baton Rouge Parish School System, and are well prepared to continue to do that. So I think that we need to continue to harness technology. We need to think outside of the box. That's what pandemics do to us. That's what crises do to us, is we need to take this and move all of our children forward. Online tests are not a thing of the future. They are a thing of right now, and we just need to figure out the best way to implement that. But I think we have those tools. We just need to put them in place.
All right. And once again, we do invite Eddie Bonine to be on this show. He declined to be on with Senator Fields. And another listener, this is Blaine, saying that Bonine implied, well, he did more than imply, he accused of you of politicizing this. You're a very good politician, Senator Fields. I don't know that this is the best issue to get involved in. Why did you go this route? Why did you get so passionate about this?
Well, if I went the political route, I would shut up and say nothing about this, because, quite frankly, this is not the position you take for political reasons. This is just a health and safety issue. You know, listen. You know, if anybody want to talk politics, is you cannot come before a legislative committee and say one thing, you know, under oath, and then turn around and go do something different. You just can't do that. Louisiana High School Athletic Association is not a government entity. It has no government oversight. It makes its rules, and it makes its rules without any public input, and it enforces it on kids. And that's just wrong, you know. So it's not about, you know, what's politically expedient or not. It is about, is it safe to put kids on a football field and without the proper protocols? I say no. I said no yesterday. I say no today. And I'll say no tomorrow.
Do you think it'll happen that we'll have football in the fall, or is this a lost cause for those who have opinions different than those you have?
Well, K-12, and I limit my comments to K-12. You know, I just think they're kicking the ball down the road, you know, and I, you know, God forbid if something real bad happened to one of our children, you know, it makes no sense. You cannot play a full contact sport without testing as part of your protocols. And I just hope and pray that, you know, more kids don't get infected. And that kids don't take it home and give it to their parents and grandparents, and more people die.
All right.
I mean, we've got to contain this virus.
Question from Matt. Should the legislature have more authority on high school athletics? Or Bessie, what are your thoughts?
actually, Bessie has, you know, ultimate control over, you know, all of it. But Bessie punted. Bessie basically said, listen, we're not getting into how we do high school sports. We're going to leave that to a private organization called Louisiana High School Athletic Association and go for it.
Okay, so should the legislature step in and if Bessie doesn't want to get involved?
Well, I think you're going to probably see some legislation, you know, in the upcoming session to do just that, because I really think we have failed our kids from a government perspective. It makes it's absolutely asinine and unconscionable to have a private organization making health decisions for our children.
All right. We do have to roll, but thank you, Senator. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. O'Neill. Please keep up your good work. Congratulations to Tiffany Foxworth, who won her judgeship raised by 27 votes over Yvette Alexander. Signature support from First Financial.